Okay, yesterday we started a sugya where we are going to have a very difficult time coming away with a maskana. The nidai pashit between Rav Nachman and Rava is a shiloh when you have trei v'trei, you have two eidim against two eidim. And one of those pairs of eidim also said a second amira. Whether that second amira is okay, which is Rav Nachman's shita, or whether we say eidus mukheshasi, and the entire eidus gets knocked off. To phrase it the easy way, when we talk about Rav and Rav Nachman, for Baruch Ber, uses a nice phrase for the Machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman. He says, what are they arguing in? They're arguing whether the Eidim, when you have the Eidim that contradict each other, are the people, are the Eidim Mukhashim, or is the Haggadah Mukhashas? Are the words Mukhish, or are the people Mukhish? When you have two Eidim come and they say Reuven was here 3 years. Two Eidim say Shimon was here 3 years. If you hold that the Eidim are Mukhashim, the people are Mukhashim, that's Rav Shita. Ha Eidus Mukhashasi. The Eidim are Mukhish, one to the other. And in Mela we have to throw out the Eidim. Rav Nachman holds, no, the Eidus is Mukhashas. What they said, he said Reuven was here 3 years. He said Shimon was here 3 years. The Eidus are Mukhashas. And the whatever part of the Haggadah say this is not Mukhish, that remains. It's a nice way of phrasing really what we were talking about yesterday. Yesterday we used the Lashon that's a Psul Aguf in Rava. That Rava says that Eidim that are Mukhashim is a Psul Aguf. Rav Nachman says, it's not Psul Aguf. So it's very, Baruch Ben is giving us a Lashon that makes it a little easier. Rava says that Eidim will contradict each other, it's Psul and the Eidim, it's Akosha and the people, and therefore we throw out the people. And Rav Nachman holds, it's only Akosha and the Eidus, and Memela, any part of the Eidus that's not Mochish, that stands. We're going to try today to see a maskana in how to come out with zicha pasul Rav Nachman. The question is, how do we end at the end of this machlokes pashut? We should end like Rav Nachman. There's no psul aguf, and any other I've got to say this is good. The problem is, as we said yesterday, that there are two other sugis in Shas that seem to deal with the identical question. And depending on how you learn those sugis are not consistent with our Gemara. Now, quickly again, one was Baba Kama, Dafai and Gimel. The case that Tosis brings of Huzmu ala Tficha of ala Dnevalai Huzmu. We have Eidim that say Plainy stole a shar and shechted a shar, and the huzmu on the tficha, and the not huzmu on the geneva. So if they said it techidei dibor, the Gemara says that you throw out the whole edus. You throw out the whole edus. So that seems to shtim with Rava. That's what bothered us yesterday. That seems to shtim with Rava, and we're saying in our Gemara we pass on the Rav Nachman, and there we pass can you throw out the whole Eidus. So make up your mind. So we have a Gemara Bava Basra that seems to say that you don't throw out the whole Eidus, only the part that's a stira, a Rav Nachman. We have a Gemara Bava Kama which seems to say the reverse, that you throw out everything. You throw out the Huzmu ala Atzvichi, you throw out the throughout the Eidei Geneva as well. Then we have a third sugya in Ksubis, Dav Chav Beis, The case of Ksubis Daf Chof Beis was one aid said that a woman is an Eishes Ish. She was Becheskes Pruya. One aid said she's an Eishes Ish. And she got a get. The other aid said she's Takan Eishes Ish. I was also at the wedding. I saw she's an Eishes Ish. But I know for certain that she did not get a get. So there, they're agreeing on the chasana, they're disagreeing on the get. So there the Gemara says that you have two Eidim who are saying Eidish is an Eishes Ish. The Ein Devar, and only one Eid says she's a Megureshes. Ein Devar Shomachad B'Makam Shnayim. So there the Gemara says that we accept, even though they're Eidim that are Makish each other, and Lagabi the get, they're Eidim that are Makish each other, but Lagabi the Eishes Ish, we accept them. We accept their Haggadah Seidim. In that Gemara of Suvis, we learned yesterday, a Machlaikis, the Ramban, against the Rambam, it was the Ramban with others, with Ritzvan Duran, against the Rambam. The Rambam learned that Gemara Pashup Shat. If you learn that Gemara Pashup Shat, it stems with who? The Rava of Nachman. No Pashup Shat. The Gemara says that we accept their Eidus Lagabi the Chasana, and not Lagabi the Get. So that stems with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said we only throw out the Eidus, not the Eidim. So that stems. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara stems very well with Rav Nachman. You throw out the Eidus, you don't throw out the Eidim. The Eidim, they're saying that they got married, that's good. The Ramban, the Ritvan, the Ram, the end of Gemara, they said no. If the Eidim are contradicting each other, then we have to throw out the whole Eidim, the whole business. You have to set aside that Gemara that in a case where a get was thrown, Safik, if the get was closer to him or closer to her. So one person says it was closer to him, one says it was closer to her. It's something that people can make mistakes about. It's not a psul, we don't pass an eidim over something that's an estimation. And the Mela, that's the case of the Gemara. But the Ramban says, if it would have been that now contradiction, then we would throw out the eidim. We throw out the whole eidim. So it comes out, the strangest thing. We have three sugyas that talk about the same shaila. Shaila is, when eidim contradict each other, you throw out just their eidis, or you throw out the eidim as well. In Bava Basra, we pass the Rav Nachman, it says you only throw out the eidis. In Bava Kama, we throw out the eidim and Gansen. And in Ksubis, it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learned that you throw out the eidim, and some rishonim hold you throw out only the eidis. It's three sugyas in Shas, where if you learn each sugya, you come out away with a different maskama. So, depending on how we're going to answer the steer in the sugya, we're going to come out with a maskama. But one thing is clear, the only thing that's very clear is that it's very unclear. That if you're going to finish the sugya and want to say in one breath, what do we do? It's not going to be possible. We're going to have some cases which it's clear one way, some the other way, some does look like this we shine it. It's very, very, very difficult. So the Stifler here in Simchat Beis, it's really based on the Machne Ephraim. About the same Mahalach. They go with the Mahalach that makes the Iker our Sugya. Because our Sugya is the Iker. You want to know what the Halach is? It's like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said you throw out the Eidus, you don't throw out the Eidim, you don't create Psalagov. The Iker is like our Gemara. And those two Gemaras are different, and we'll explain why they're different. First, the case of Bava Kama. In Bava Kama, the case was Eidei Geneva, Eidei Tficha, that were Muslim on the Tficha. So they say, Hazama? Hazama is different. Hazama is Zichr is a psalagof. We Zichr throughout the Eidim. Eidim Zainanim. We make them, we punish them, we make them pay. Zaynamin, you can't compare Zaynamin to Eidim that contradict each other. When Eidim contradict each other, Rav Nachman is saying in our Gemara that there's no psul aguf. We just throw out the Eidis and not the Eidim. We throw out what they said, that's contradictory, and we leave the Eidim. That's by Hakosha, when Eidim contradict each other. Yana Gemara is talking about Eidim Zaynamin. How can you compare Eidim Zaynamin? Eidim Zaynamin Zich is a psul aguf. We even make them pay. Eidim Zaynamin is a psul aguf. Once it's a psul aguf, so then we're going to throw out everything that they said. We consider them psulim. And then we throw out whatever it is that they said.
But they only become
possible
after
their people. No, we pass like a
bayah.
Even Afreya. When they said their original Amira, they become Muslim. No, that's so the Gemara says it's complicated. The Gemara says, I have Amira like you're saying. The Gemara says, no. They argue of Tekadei Diva Kadiva Dami. If you all take a Diva Kadiva Dami, everyone holds it's no good. The other man, the other doesn't hold Tekadei Diva Kadiva. That's the Gemara says. But if it's Tekadei Diba Kadiba, which is what we're talking, then you throw it out. So Lamaisa, so it's very Geschmack. It's a very Geschmack of Glatta Teretz. Iker is like Agamara, the Gabi Bavakama, and Bavakama is different. It's the case of Azama.
You pass the Eidim by the cast line, you pass it into
a but here, when Mesupik was lying, Hakosha means we don't know if we should believe these two or those two. So Rav Nachman holds, we don't, there's no psalagoth on people if we don't know. What? Azama is Kseres HaKosav, that it's a Vaday.
That's why we
say it's... Akadek Hakta, we kill Eidim Zayin. So that's a very glatt, smooth terrace. What about Ksubis? Ksubis, also very glatt terrace. What's the case of Ksubis? One aid says I was at the Chasana and I was at the Get. And the other aid says I was at the Chasana and I know there was no Get. Not enough, she wasn't invited to the Get. And it's, they always invite less people to the Get than to the Chasana. It's, the Eidim are saying we know for sure that there was no Get. One aid is saying I know, one aid is saying I know. Over there, what's the difference between there and here? There's one major difference. Here, Aho Sugya is talking two Eidim against two Eidim. That Sugya is talking one Eid against one Eid. One Eid said, I was the Chasna to get. One Eid said, I was the Chasna no get. It's one against one. So let's see. The Gemara there says that we keep the Eidis on the Chasna and we throw out the Eidis on the get. The way the Rambam learns that Gemara, there's no spirit here. The Rambam learns the Gemara Pashut Pshat that we keep the Eidus that's not a contradiction, and we throw out the Eidus that is a contradiction. Later on, there's no problem. That Gemara stems with this Gemara. Our Kash is like the Rambam. The Ramban and the Ritzvah the Rambam learn that the Hani Mili that Gemara is talking. By Safik Karav Law, Safik Karav Law, something where they could have made a mistake. But if they be out now contradicting each other, Sakta Ramban, we throw out the whole business. So here we have a problem. Ramban is a steerer to Rav Nachman and Agamar. The Stipler, no, there it's different. There, to make her an Ashes Ish, it's one aid and one aid. You have to combine the two aidim. You have to be mitzarif the two aidim who contradict each other. How can you do such a thing? How can you be mitzarif two aidim who contradict each other? One of them is zichar a liar. Now, it's true, like Rav Nachman says, we don't know which one's lying, so we don't give either of them a psul aguf. But nevertheless, to combine this one and this one, where one of them is certainly a liar and Beis Din, that we can't do. In our Gemara, it's two and two. So when we're accepting something that two Eidim said together. And it's possible they're both telling the truth. We give them a chazaka, we assume it's true. In our Gemara, we're accepting the contradiction is the 3 years and the 3 years. We throw that out. So for Rav Nachman, the Avasa you keep. It's very good. Avasa, who's saying Avasa? Two Eidim that didn't contradict each other are saying Avasa. So there it's fine. But she'en kevik subis, the two Eidim you're using are one in one. A one Eid who said there was a get, one Eid says I know there was no get. So the one in the one, that you can't combine because there's something wrong with one of them. We can't say on either one of them, this one has a psul aguf. But to use them together, Sefer Rabbah, how can you use them together? One of the two is zichar a liar. That's why the Rabbah says, Yana Gemara must be talking karav loy karav la. If there be an out now contradiction, they can't say hey, this together, this one and this one. One of them is lying right now. So you should be mitzarif the Eidus without the Eidim. But the Eidus, it's true, we're not going to apostle the Eidim. We can't be mitzarif to Eidus where one of them was said, Taikidai Dibor, of a lie. You want to take these two Eidus together, you can't use them together. One of them was said together with a lie. That you can't use. We're talking not going to apostle the Eidim there. Eidus isn't going to apostle.
They agree.
They agree on the chasana. But we don't have two Eidim on the chasana. We don't have two kosher Eidim on the chasana. Because one of them is a liar. Let's say there are two people in front of me. Let's say Eidim said Yosef and Shimon is a possible Eidim. In this town there are two Yosef and Shimon, so I don't know which one. I got a letter from the Beis Din of Yerushalayim. They sent me a letter. You should know Yosef and Shimon who lives in your town is a thief. Now the problem is there are two Yosef and Shimon. The Beis Din sent me a letter. I don't know which one. I can't possibly either one. But the two of them are going to come together to say the Eidus. I'm not going to accept their Eidus as two Eidim. The two of them are going to come together. One of them is the Yosef and Shimon. That's a Ganav. I don't know which one. I can't accept the two together. Same thing there. But they can't come with me together, though. So, what? Would I let these two with the third aid? Yeah, I would let it. If the three of them intended to say this together, it would be a problem. Nimtzach and Ankara of Apostle Eidus of the Taylor. So there would be a side problem. Let's say three individuals who saw it. Yeah. So this stipler, as the Ephraim call it, is very geschmack. It ends up that our sugya is the ikker, that like a pasnik Rav Nachman, don't by Eidus Mukheshis, you don't throw out the Eidim remain Sheirim. Just the Haggadah Eidus that they said gets thrown out, and what they said that stands, and Shalom al Yisrael, this would be very Geshmak and Maskana, and everything would be clear. Okay, Arkan, I don't want to confuse you, so I want this, you should have floor, because I think both the kudus are very kishmak, I mean, they're very clear. The Bava Kama is different, it's Hazama, Subas is different, it's one on one. Very, very. There is, however, another piece to the whole thing, because there's a Nesivis who says, doesn't talk about Agamara, Nesivis says, that when Eidim Amukhish, the entire Eidus, all the parts of the Haggadah Eidus are bottom. There's an Nesivis, I'll tell you what the case of the Nesivis is going on in a minute, but in the Nesivis who seems to contradict our Gemara, the Nesivis says that if you have Eidim, and part of their Haggadah Eidus is Mukhish, we throw out the other part as well. And that's a Nesivis that seems to contradict our Gemara. And there's a stipler who explains the Nesivus as well, but the stifler is not in Bava Basra. The stifler is Masechta Sanhedrin, Siman Ches. And apparently the Nesivus had a different approach to our Gemara. And it's Rabbi Kivega's approach as well. Kivega, he brings it from both Rabbi Kivega and Nesivus. So we're now going to have a second way of learning the Gemara. But I said, till now, I think it's Pashim, more Pashim Pshat, more Gwat. Nevertheless, here is the second Mahalach. To know the second Mahalach, I have to tell you a Rambam, a Chiddush of a Rambam. Okay, so step out of this Gemara for a minute. We'll go now to Masechtas Nagas. The Dinim of Edim Zayinim. As you all know, if two Edim say Edis, and two others say Mono Yisem, the Mokim Pliny, we believe the second cat, and we throw out the first cat. You want to say a Svara, it's hard to say Svaris. Rabban HaChumish says a Shtikl Svara to it, but Lamaisa, it's Xeris HaKasa, the Gemara says Chidishu, the Gemara says in Meruba, Edim Zayin Chidishu, Vein Lachabayel HaChidushai, that's the Parsha of Edim Zayin. The Rambam has the following shaila. It's in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Beis. A peer of Eidim come into Beis Din, and they say that Reuven killed Shimon. Kad number one says Reuven killed Shimon. Beis Din paskins that Reuven's chayav nisim. A second peer of Eidim come in, and they say, "Ba'isa yaim, ba'isa makin, whatever it was, Imanu'a yisem." And not only Imanu'a yisem, Reuven was with us also. Reuven, the one you say is the murderer, he was also with us. He didn't kill anybody. They say, not only Imanu'a yisem on the Eden, they say Imanu'a yisem on Reuven also. Are there Edim Zaymimin? Are there Edim Zaymimin? Hashem Shat. Of course there's Edim. They're even worse. They're not only Imanu Yisem are the Edim, but Imanu Yisem are someone else also. Zakh to Rambam. They're not Edim Zaymimin. The way Kidega and Sivis explain this Rambam, if you do Hazama and Hakhasha together on Edim, they're not Zayim, they don't become Zayim. They only become Zayim in if it's a straight Hazama. If you Mazim them, they become Zayim. If you do two things simultaneously, you Mazim them and you Makish them, both at the same time, it says then there's no din of Kashazama, there's no din of Edim Zayim. Why? I don't understand why. What's the Svara?
You said the person who killed you, you're agreeing to your agent at that point. Doesn't it mean you could have been the agent? Now, you're saying this is the person who was supposed to be the killer who was with us, and if you could have done the night, I'm just arguing with you about the night, whether or not.
It's a possible Svara. Possible Svara. Okay, let's see. On this Rambam, there's a whole pile of kashas on this Rambam from Gemaras. Try to pick a simple example. The Stifler brings, I think, four kashas or five. You know, Stifler very often, you know, they tell you Tref and this Gemara, and they don't bring the whole Gemara. They assume you know Shas. You know what you're talking about, but at least the simple case is, let me tell you. There's a Gemara Sanhedrin that talks about Mesis and Mediach. The Mesis is someone who tries to convince someone else to be Eved Avodah Zarah. If two Edim say that someone was a Mesis, then they are the Chayimis. Zav the Gemara. If a Mesis tries to talk two people into being Eved Avodah Zarah, Hein Hein Edav. They themselves could be the Edim. We shouldn't think then the Gabba Dabba is saying this about themselves. I don't say this about themselves. Then they get them at all. If someone stole from two people, those two people can't be Adim because they are the Gabba Dabba. They're the ones that were stolen from. But if a Mesis tries to talk two people into being Eved Avodah Zarah, Hein Hein Eidav, Sakti Gemara, they can walk into Bezdin and they could say Eidis that Pliny is a Mesis and Pliny is Chayim. That's the whole Gemara. So Fretch Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Eidis Shia'i Ata Yachal HaZima. These two witnesses, you can't really be mazik. Because if you're going to come to Bezdin and say, you fellas claim he was Mesis you in this location, Imanu Hayisim B'makam Pliny, you're with us somewhere else. It's going to be a Hazama and a Hakhasha together. Because Sai, you're saying the Edim weren't there. And Sai, you're saying that the Maisa Hasasa couldn't have happened because the people that were allegedly Mesis were also not there. Right? You're saying, Sai, you weren't there. Sai, the Edim weren't there. And Sai, the parties to the Avera weren't there. The person that he was Mesis was not there. Just like the Rambam's case. The Rambam's case, the Edim say, we're Mazim you. You were with us, and the Reitzeach was with us. That's Hazam and Akash. The Maisa couldn't have happened. The same thing by Hein Hein Eidav, if the Edim are the people that were Nisis, when you're going to say they were with us somewhere else, you're saying two things. You're saying the Edim couldn't have seen it, they weren't there. And the Maisa couldn't have happened. Because since the people to whom it happened were the same people as the Edim, you're saying Edim decided that the Edim weren't there. And Sai, that the Maisa couldn't have happened, which is a Hakhasha. Just like, if you would have a case of Reuven as being Mesis Shimon, two Edim say Reuven was Mesis Shimon. And later on, Mazimim come, and they say, Sai, the Edim were with us, and Sai Shimon was with us, but not complaining. So Ramah says, that's not Hazama, it's Hazama the Hakhasha. So he's saying, Sai, the Edim were with you, and Sai, one of the Bali Dava, was with you. K'may Kain, if Hein Hein Eidav, if the Eidim on Shimon is the person who was Nisus, so then it's Yefshe to be Mazim them. When you're Mazim them, it's going to be Hazama V'Akhasha together. If it's Hazama V'Akhasha together, then it's Eidim Shiat Yachal Azima, they'll never get Kasha Zama. Same thing. In the case of Pliny Ravani Lutzaini by Pagina Dibura, where somebody says Eidis that Pliny was Mazana with me. Pliny was Mazana with me. So the Eid is the Baldavar. We say Pagina Dibura. Pagina Dibura, we accept the Eidis, we don't believe you about yourself. We make believe Pliny Rabba Pliny. The same thing, if you're going to be Mazim this Eid, and the other one he came with, it's going to be Hazama V'Akhasha. You're saying he wasn't there, and the Maisa never happened because the alleged partner to the Ravani also wasn't there. So anytime the Edim are the ones who are participants in the Maisa Aveira, it's the Yiddish Shiat Yochal Azima. Because if you're mazim the Edim, you're saying the Maisa Aveira never happened. So these are the kashas that they ask on the Rambam, they bring other kashas on this Rambam. So to answer the Rambam, the Siva says, the Rambam said, if you have Azam and Akasha together, then Azaymim in. If so, here also then Azaymim in. If here they're not Zaymim in, then how could they be Eidim in the first place? It's Eidim Shiat Yochal Azima, since they could never be Muslim, so they're possible for Eidim. Eidim Shiat Yochal Azima is possible to say Eidim. So therefore, they should be thrown out. If not for the Rambam, it's good. It could be Muslim. If it'll be Azam and Akhasha, they'll still be Muslim. effort to deceive this. Seems Ricky Vegas says the same thing, just doesn't speak out the whole Nakuda. But the Sivis answers. And we have to say a different shot in the original Rambam. There's no such rule that Hazama Vakhasha by itself is nothing. If you do Hazama Vakhasha and one Avodah Seidis, it's a Hazama. If you say one thing that does Sai Hazama, Sai Akhasha, it's still Adam Zayin. What was the Rambam talking about? So in the Sivis, the Rambam was talking about Adam that say two things. What happened is, what was the Rambam's case? The first cat said, Ruven kill Shimon. The second cat says two things. He said, you were with us, and Ruven was with us. They're saying two independent things. And one of those, they're being mazin. And one of those, they're being makish. Zachin the Sivis, the Rambam holds, that if you're being makish, you throw out your whole Haggadah Seidis. When you're makish on one thing, and Tachidei Dibur, you say something else, your whole Haggadah Seidis is besafik. That's the din of Akhasha. Very similar to Rava and our Gemara. That if in one Nakuda, these two Adam are makish each other, we throw out anything else they said, Tachidei Dibur. And if you're saying that Ruvain was Immanuel Yisem, and he studied and say Ruvain was there killing someone, there's Akhasha. Once there's a Akhasha, we throw out the whole Haggadah Seidis. So I say we throw it out, it means we only believe it in the Sufik. It's two against two. And therefore the Hazama also gets sucked in to this suspicion of Hakasha. And the Hazama can't be accepted in Bezdin. If you just mazam, it's there's a custom we accept. But if the Hazama is part of a Haggadah, that's a Hakasha. So then that's what the Rambam is saying, we throw out the whole thing. In other words, that's going to be the problem. One second. In other words, Rabbi Nisibis is saying that there's no such rule, Hazama Vakhasha Ba'adadi doesn't work. Hazama Vakhasha works. The reason it doesn't work there is, he seems to say, like Rava, that when you throw out part of the Eidus, you have to throw out the whole Eidus. And since the Machish each other are on the Kuda, so on the Hazama part, we also throw it out. As I say, you receive this in the Lama test. Frech the stipler. It's very nice to see this. But it's like Rav and Agamara. It's not like Rav Nachman and Agamara. Where are you going? You're taking a Svara, which is Rav's Svara, and plugging it into a Rambam. It's not Emes. It's not Emes La Halacha. So based on this Kasha, the stipler learns in the Nesivis, and you have to, the reverse of everything we said in the beginning of Shir. The beginning of Shir we said we have our Gemara and other Gemaras in Shas. Our Gemara seems to say that you only knock off the Eidus, not the Eidim. And that Gemara seems to say that you knock off the Eidim Lagami. Apparently, you have to say, the Sivis learned the Iker is not like our Gemara. Really, the Iker is always that when you knock off the Eidus, you knock off the whole Agadah's Eidus. It's absurd, the Eidim who are saying Eidus, and everything they said is knocked off. I, our Gemara. When you have a steer of two Gemaras, what you normally do is you say one is the Iker and one is an exception case. That's the way you answer theorists usually. If somebody can cut it down the middle. But normally you say one is the Iker and the other is the exception. In the first half of Shia, the stipler in Agamara and Simchat Beis is saying Agamara is the Iker and Baba Kama, Zainunin is different. When the Sivis learned, no. Baba Kama is the Iker. Or the way well, I don't want to get into ksubas to make it complicated, but let's say Bava Kam is the Iker. You have to knock off the whole, everything the Edom said. It's all the people. Our Gemara says our Gemara is different for the following reason. In our Gemara, you have a tray to tray. What do you do normally by tray to tray? You put something by whoever's holding it, you let him hold it. Our Gemara is karka. It's very complicated. Our Gemara is tray to tray, so leave it becheska, say, who's the mozik? It's karka. You have a problem. Stefan says you find a similar thing by an aveda. By an aveda, when you have a suffix what to do, you have a suffix if you should give it to the person who's claiming it or not. By sveikis also, there's no mosik by an aveda. Because if I find an aveda, I'm not the mosik. I'm holding it, but I don't claim it's mine. I know it's not mine. So I'm holding it, and someone comes to claim it. What happens if what he comes to claim, there's some suffix in what he claims? What do you do? By mosik, you leave it by suffix, you leave it by the mosik. What mosik? Where mosik? Who's the mosik? So the Ram says by aveda, we find, for example, that a Talmud Chacham is believed with Tvias Ayin. He's believed, he'd say, I recognize it, it's mine, you give it back. Would you ever find a Dine Mominus? Tvias Ayin never finds such a thing. It's unique to aveda. Why? Zakta Ran, when there's no clear mozik, we give it to anyone with a raya kaldahu. We give it away with a raya kaldahu, a raya that's not good b'chol ha'tera kula. When the din is to go baser a mozik, and there's no mozik, we allow a raya kaldahu to carry the debt. In our gemara, Zot Rav Nachman, it's tray to tray. We give it to a mozik. We don't know who the mozik is. The edus of Eidim Mukhashim is a raya kaldu. And in our Gemara, we're going to allow such a shvacha raya to make him a mozik, and we give it to him. It's unique to our Gemara, which is a tray to tray. You go bust a mozik. Who's the mozik? We don't know. Good Eidim we don't have. All we have is Eidim Mukhashim who are saying Davosim. Here in our Gemara, we allow a raya kaldu to go. And because we allow a raya kaldahu to go through, that's why Rav Nachman here holds that you only throw out the edus and you let everything else go. But you can't learn from here to any place else in Shas. It's a unique din of tray to tray when they're fighting over karka. It doesn't go anywhere else. This is Steitler's explanation of the Mesidus, and it turns everything upside down. Comes out, our sugya is the exception. It's a unique case here. And normally, we throw out the whole business, the whole Eidus, the whole Deseis, everything the Eidim said. So it comes out, we walk away from our sugya with two Havanas. The Havana of the Nesivis, apparently, who holds, for all practical purposes, we always pass them like Rava. And our Gemara is different. That's where Mahmoud was different. And then we have the understanding that the Stipler says by us, which is the Machta Frayim's understanding, that no, the Iker is like Rav Nachman and our Gemara. It's not unique to our case. And those Gemaras are different. And this is the way we're going to leave it. I believe that most Achrayim learn not like the Nesivis. That Fakeret is considered a Shver Nesivis. And most Achrayim are going to learn the way we said in the beginning of Shir, that Agamar is the klal, and Eidim Zayin is different than Bava Kama. But Akoponim comes, we walk away from this sugya very unsettled, and Halach Lamaisa, we seem to have two different mahalchim, two different approaches. What? The way you wanted to learn. I didn't intend to get into it. The Stipler, in the last paragraph of Siman Ches, it says what you're saying. He says, if not for Rabbi Akiva and the Nesivis, I would have learned the Rambam differently, and then the whole thing doesn't start. He says that. So, it's very geschmack and grad that fits into the Rambam's lashon very nicely, as he puts it. But anyway, this is the. But this is the long and short sort of what comes out from our sugya. Let's see the Amid Beis. Gemara goes on. Leima Rava Rav Nachman the Pluchted Rav Huna Rav Chista Kamiflagi. Ditmar Beis Kiteyeda Machisha Zuazu, Amar Rav Huna, Zuba Bifneyatsmu Meida, Zuba Bifneyatsmu Meida. Which sounds like Rav Nachman, Rav Chista Badisai Shay Lomali, which sounds like Rava, Leima Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rava Rav Chista. So Gemara says, Leave the Rav Chista Kuliyamalai Pligi. If you please leave it to Rav Huna, Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Now, this is the machlaikis, Rav Huna Rav Chista, the Kvalistik machlaikis, which the Gemara is comparing. So the din of Eidim Amachisha Zuizu. Now, on this Gemara, there is, which we're not going to do today, I just want to tell you there's a Shach, in the beginning of Siman Lamed Aleph, who brings the Psak of Chachmei Brisk. It's the earliest Brisk Torah I'm familiar with. 300 years before, almost 300 years before Rav Chaim. He brings the Psak of the Chachmei Brisk, and it's a whole tumult. All the Malachtim here bring it. I saw some Sefer on Bava Basra, Cheska Sabbat, and he compares it to our Tosus. And Yitz Hashem, that's for tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do a Shtikul Torah instead of working on Shabbat. So we'll get to that tomorrow. But right now, we're dealing with two Eidim, Hamachisha Zurazu, a common occurrence in Bezdin. Unfortunately, we have two Eidim that say one thing, and two Eidim say something else. So you know, this we call Trey Betray, and Trey Betray, every yeshiva boy knows, Trey Betray cancel each other out. Now, first of all, let's see Tysus. Tysus asks, top Tysus, some qualistic questions. Top Taisus, Ubab, if they ask me, the Taylor. Bailraf and the Bailraf Chista. Nehemnu, the Basroi, the Iboi, Bemigu, the Iboi, Paslinu, the Kamoi, Begazlanus. Taisus asks, the second Kat Eidim has a Migu. What's the Migu? They could have come into Bezdin and said that the first Kat Eidim are Gazlanim. And if they would have said the first pair of Katei de Magazlanim, they would have knocked them out. So why don't we believe them with that Migu? That's Tysus' passion. Now, first of all, just pshat wise, let me start the other way. There's a kasha here that Rav Shloime asks, which Yeshiva Velte Tumul about. Mishnei Eidim Amachishin Zuazu. Two Eidim say, whatever, they say Reuven killed Shimon. Two Eidim say, we were there, Reuven didn't kill Shimon. No Azam, just a Kasha. The Kasha is, if the second Eidim passed the first, they have a Migo, they could have passed the first. So from Shlaima is in Ksubis, Simites on this Gemara. Dr. Shlaima, what do you mean? They did passel the first. They did. How do you passel a pair of Eidim? You have to say the Gazlanim, you don't say the Gazlanim. You didn't say the Gazlanim. Or you could say they did an Aveid, Mechalei Shabbos. Or you could say they lied and bested. No? To passel people to be Eidim. They don't have to be a Gazlan. If you say Eidim that they lied and bested, then you're also passeling them. So he asks, the first two Eidim say Reuven killed Shimon. Second two Eidim say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. The second pair are saying that the first pair just lied and bezed him. That's what they're saying. They're saying straight out. The first pair of Eidim are liars. So they are passeling them. So why don't we believe the second pair over the first pair? That's Rav Shlaima's kasha. Very chap of the kasha is very geschmack. Let me ask you a question. When one pair of Eidim say Eidus, and the second pair of Eidim say the first one's Agazlonim, why do we believe the second over the first? Why do we believe the second? The first one say we're not Gazlonim. The second one say you are Gazlonim. It's trade to trade, no? What's the answer? Huh? I mean, it sounds funny. It depends who comes second. Whoever comes second can say the first one's Agazlonim. If you throw the one I come first. Why do we believe the second pair of Eidim that the first one I got one? And why don't we call that tray the tray? What's the answer? There's a simple technical answer. If you're thinking if it's fair, then you're thinking the wrong way. It's not going to be fair. It's two people and two people. But technically, what's the answer? Why the second pair, if two Eidim come to bed and say Eidim, others say you two are Gazlan. Why not tray the tray? The answer is because the first two are not Legabi the Shaila of the Gazlanim, they're Balei Davar, they're not Eidus. You can't say Eidus on yourself. If the Nidain is, are the first pair Gazlanim or not, that's not tray the tray. That's two Eidim say you're Gazlanim, and you have to bring Eidus say you're not Gazlanim. So Tesi is a good kasha. The second pair of Eidus have a migul because the balei, the nidain of the second pair of Eidus is that the first ones are psulim. Now, is Rav Shlomo's kasha a good kasha? Rav Shlomo's case. What's Rav Shlomo's case? Two Eidus say Reuven killed Shimon. Two Eidus say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. So Rav Shlomo, the second pair are saying that the first pair are liars. They're saying they're Pasulaidus. So believe the second pair because they're saying the Haggadah that the first pair are Pasulaidus. Does that make sense? They're not coming to Bezdin to Pasul the first pair. They're coming to Bezdin to say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. So you have two Eidim and two Eidim. The Nidain is not the first people are the Ksherim of Sulim. If they came to Bezin to say the first ones are Sulim, you have a good cash. But that's not what happened. The Nidain was the Reuven kill Shimon. Memela there's a stira. Memela two of them are possible. You follow? The Kasha doesn't sound like a correct Kasha. Because the second ones, if the saying Aid is about the first one, if they're the subject of their Aid is, then I understand that the second ones are stronger than the first. Now the second ones are coming to say Eidus about what happened. Memelad is Akasha. Says Akasha two ways, a two way street. Akasha is the first ones say the second ones are lying, the second ones say the first ones are lying. I don't know if this is what Shlomo needs to answer, but it would seem to be Glata Teretz. The kasha is a favorite kasha because it's a chap. It's a nice chap, but it seems that it's missing in the kasha. Okay. Eshayah. Let's get back to Taisvis. So Taisvis has a good kasha that you should believe the Ramigo of Gazavus. Then Taisvis says, Miu, Migu di Bai, have a mizimi lahu, lekalem minu, yireim lahazin, pen yuzmu gamheim. But to say they have a migul that could be mazin, no, that they don't say. Because a migul of hazama, they're afraid to say imanu and yisem. Why? Because maybe they themselves will get Muslim. So they don't want to say imanu and yisem, maybe they themselves will get Muslim. Why don't you say that by every migul? They have taina one, a migul of taina number two. Why don't you say they didn't want to say taina number two, which is a lie, they're afraid they'll be Muslim. Why don't you say that all the time? Every migul say on the second taina, migul de gazalusa. They don't want to say it, they're afraid they'll be Muslim. Why don't you say the same thing? What? That's Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos now is holding the kasha. They even do have a migul. Question what? Taisa said, Eidim, ask the kasha. Eidim have a migo. So Taisa said, Eidim have a zama, that I understand. But a migo gazlanusa, that they should have. You could be just as Muslim if you say gazlanusa as a Muslim if you say Maris. The Teretz is, and the Sefer says this, that when you want to lie, if you're free to pick your time and place for your lie, you can protect yourself against Hazama. You can protect yourself against Hazama. Why? You could pick your time. Hazama is a pretty easy thing. All you have to say is, you're with me in a different place, a different time. Or Gazlanusa. I saw you steal. When? Where? You know what you do? Think back. Remember a time that you were really in a certain place at a certain time. You really were there. You remember that on, what's today, Yud Beis, or something like that, Yud Beis Cheshvan. You are in Tor Hadas at 12:30 in the afternoon. So you'll say, I saw you steal at 12:30 in the afternoon. You'll never be Muslim. You're guaranteed never to be Muslim. Because you're saying the place where you really were. No one could say, someone could come in and say, Imakashu. I was also there and it didn't happen. But if you're worried about being Muslim, you could always protect yourself against being Muslim if you have the ability to choose the time that it happened. So if I want to say you're a Goslin, I could choose any time. I can protect myself against Hazam. However, if you're saying Adis, the Reuven killed Shimon, and I want to be Mazim you, I'm stuck. I can't pick my own time. If I want to be Mazim you, I have to say, you say you saw him kill him at 5 o'clock on Sunday. At that time, you were with me somewhere else. I have to pick your time. I can't pick any time on my own. If I have to pick your time, Dr. Isaac Taisvis, that I'm afraid to do, Shemi Yuzlu. Now, I will, I was somewhere else. I might get caught. What? You can pick your place, but you can't pick your time. You can pick your money, he said. They're not complaining.
All you need is a place.
All you need
is a place.
All you need is a place. So if you remember the place, no.
No, because you need something. You need something to come to the time. Whatever time you pick, you go to the day, come along and say you'll do it.
But then you won't be Muslim, you'll only be Mukhish. Okay, you're right. You can pick your own place to protect yourself against Hazmana, but Hazama, but you're also right, because Lamaisa, it's not going to work. If I'm limited to that time, so I'm going to have to pick a time that I was sitting in a room with 30 other people, then it's not going to work. I don't have the freedom. I'm limited to that time, wherever I was, that same one where you said. I don't, we're chayshish that the reason you want to come with a migul, with chayshish, you know I didn't say that migul. Because you know at that time it would never carry, that lie would never carry. I think that's the lashon of Sefer, which I did see inside, it's on the beamer downstairs. So you're afraid. So that's why you didn't do it. Anyway, Tosfos answers two terutzim. First Tosfos says a migul b'makom eidim. Because you makish the Eidim, you can't use a migo to knock off Eidim. We spoke about migo makom Eidim in the past. Tosfos last teretz is the aside in dinei migo. Tosfos is the Baal HaMemra of most of the exceptions to migo. I went through four exceptions to migo the other day. There's a fifth. Tosfos at the end of Tosfos says, and Tosfos is all over the place, says in Exubis, other places in Shasta, Re, Oshayach migo de'ein dashnei and shavu. It's called a migul de betrei. You don't say a migul on two people because we're saying we could have said this and this lie. We're saying maybe you didn't want to say the lie because who says the other person would have thought of the same lie? Migul de betrei lo yamrinan. That's the klal of the end of places here. It's a shame. I hope we'll still have time to talk about the klal of migul de betrei lo yamrinan. Hopefully tomorrow. So we'll try to work on either the Beitrei and on the Shafts in the Lamanala. It's a shame.